Jacksonville Jaguars back on the practice field Friday ahead of the Week 15 matchup. The division rival Houston Texans are coming to Everbank Field. A win and they're in. Doug Marrone's not having any of that, as he said on his coach's show last night and again on Drive Time this morning. He's not going to go there quite yet. One step at a time for this team, and the first step this Sunday against the division rival Texans. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton.
It is so
John Osier.
Worth pointing out.
Yes.
Did I interrupt you? Could you introduce him one more time?
That's John Osier.
Hi, John. How are you? It is so worth pointing out that Doug's personality and his focus has this team where it's at this year. I mean, the players obviously have been well-coached and played better, but I don't know that he gets enough credit for the even keel with which he keeps this team. I mean, I think it's something we talk about after the season, but right now, I just marvel at the way he's able to focus on today, not even tomorrow. He is just so focused on today, and so many coaches want to be that way. He's one of the few I've ever met.
Well, and it's been his personality from the start. If you remember all of the up and down in August, and he was the first to admit, wasn't sure about the offensive line, but he also made the distinction at the time of, you know, not being sure about the offensive line or the left guard controversy. He made it clear there was a difference between that and panicking about the state of the season. Still willing to look at that and quarterback and not think that having a look at those things was going to ruin the season. And to me, that sort of set the tone. You know, it's been calm. It's been, week to week. And because he's been that way.
I'm most often asked about TC's input and his impact this year, and it's been significant. But I tell people, don't miss what Doug has done. If you think it's all Tom, you're missing Doug.
Yeah, he got him through that win-loss thing early in the season, now into December with a chance to do a lot of things late in 2017. Let's get to the news of the day, starting with Leonard Fournette, Jaguars running back. Did not practice again today. He's listed as questionable with a quadriceps injury. Now, he said earlier in the week the ankle's fine, that's okay, and he said that he could play through this. We'll see. Questionable, not ideal.
Yeah, I think he'll play, and Doug didn't absolutely come out and say he'll play on Friday when he talked to the media, but he used the phrase precautionary, whatever, in reference to the question. So I took that to mean that I think Leonard Fournette will play. It doesn't sound like he won't.
And Leonard, he talked this week about managing it, you know, eating right, getting some treatment, a little acupuncture here and there. I think that's just who he is. He's a big back, and big backs are going to take a pounding through the course of the year, and Doug even said, you know, at this point of the year, you're trying to manage guys. And,
right.
You know, he's a running back. He knows what to do. Hand in the ball, go through that hole. He knows how to get it done.
And a good sign is that he is able to play through it and seems to be getting better at playing through issues and knowing how to manage. He said after the Angus Cleveland game, he didn't expect to be 100% on the ankle. I doubt, even though the ankle's not on the injury report, I'm sure it's still bothering him. He's figuring out, you think, how to play through and still be effective injured. That's key because running backs usually are.
He's special. Yeah. We all know that. He's special in many ways, and one of them is he's never felt like a rookie, at least not to me.
And you got a deep running back room if for some reason he may not get 30 carries this week.
Yeah, you'd like him to be out in the second half.
That's
right. You'd like to get control of this game like you did in Houston and then not have to use him.
Defense will have a big hand in getting control of this game. Of course, back in week one, if you want to rewind all the way back, 10 sacks. We all know that story. And they shut down two different quarterbacks in that game for the Houston Texans. Now they'll get a chance at a third different quarterback for Houston this year in T.J. Yates. An offensive line beat up, their fifth left tackle, third quarterback of the season. This defense is ready to eat, and you can tell it in this line.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for T.J. Yates, let's be honest. Although he does have DeAndre Hopkins, and last week he was mobile enough to find Hopkins. And he threw a couple of really nice passes. Against the San Francisco team that doesn't bring as much heat as this one does. He hasn't started a game in 2 years. I mean, check the box.
Every indication is the classic case of strong team, still playing for everything, still healthy, versus a team that just has had nothing go right, injured, beat up, out of it. All of those things would indicate that the Jaguars go out and take care of business, except the fact that this is the NFL. That's the card with the Texans is, they have Javon Clowney on one side. They have DeAndre Hopkins on the other. It's the NFL and division game. That's how it could stay close. And you never know on that front, but it all points
well,
to Jack.
Well, we went back and forth, and I never believed that the Colts would seriously challenge the Jaguars, and they didn't. This game could be different because of the two guys you mentioned, Hopkins and Clowney. Here's the thing. We know from experience, last year the Jaguars took down the Titans here on Christmas Eve, and the Titans were healthy and had everything to play for, so it can certainly happen.
No doubt about it, and it should be a fantastic atmosphere.
I don't think they will, But they could.
They could. It's possible. Yeah, that's why they play the game.
Yep.
Roll the ball out and see. Get them down early. See if you can finish it. If they win, they're in. The Jaguars have not been to the postseason since 2007. That could change this Sunday when the Texans come to Everbank Field. We'll see you next time on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.